St. Mary's is going dancing. And our good friend, Randy Bennett, of course, we had him on last week. You know we're going to have him on today, right? We got to get the coach on. Randy, what the heck is going on, my friend?
Hey, it's all good. It's all good today.
Upset special last night. You defeated Gonzaga 60-47. So tell me, what was the party like last night? We know that you guys didn't get a chance to go immediately to the locker room. You're on the floor. You're celebrating. Confetti coming down. You've got the trophy there. You're doing the thing on the podium. Take us back to that last night, the locker room, and then, of course, the party afterwards.
There's a lot of things there. I don't know if we have that long, but the celebration on the floor was just, it's not something you get to rehearse unless you get in that moment every year. So it was just kind of do what you do. These guys, I mean, we got like nine international guys. I don't even know if they cut down the nets in their country. So just doing those things was fun. It was cool. And our guys, it was really pure for our guys, like just pure happiness. See that on their face after they accomplished something like that was really cool for me. So
now wait a minute,
that's
Randy.
What we did. We eventually got to the locker room. They got there first. I had to do a meet with players. Some of the players and I had to do the media, and then finally got in there and hit me with some ice cold water that was ridiculously cold. So that kind of put a sour touch on my going into the locker room, but it was great. They're just excited. They did everything that you would do if it's the first time you've ever done that. So, and then once we left, we went and ate together, and then they just all, everybody went and did their same thing, and I just told them make sure they stay together, enjoy that moment, because it's so hard. It's just so hard to get that win. And win the conference championship is hard enough, and then to beat number one team in the country is ridiculously hard to do. So I wanted them to enjoy the moment. I wanted them to enjoy the next couple of days, and we'll get ready to play again. But doing it as long as I have, I know how few and far between these special situations can be sometimes. So sometimes you just gotta stop and smell the roses a little bit.
Well, I know that it was a late night for you because I know I got a text from you at 2:50 in the morning. 2:50. So I said, my man is probably just winding down right now. So that's why I knew there was a party attached there somewhere. And then the second thing here is you're telling me that you don't practice cutting down the nets because, you know, there's a lot of teams that have done that. I don't know if you've ever done that in the past, where they actually go with their players to kind of give them that psychological advantage. Like, hey, get ready. This is what we're going to do eventually, whether it's a conference tournament or if it's the NCAA tournament or a regional or the finals, right?
Yeah, no, I've heard of that. It's good. I think it's pretty cool. Jim Valvano did that back in the day. And I just never have done it, but we got our practice last night.
There you go, man. All right, Randy Bennett joined us, head coach of St. Mary's. You guys were spectacular, but I want to give you some credit because you played it perfectly. The way you talked about this even last week on the show, you know, you guys were a sleeping giant, and you praised Gonzaga. You kind of downplayed it a little bit. And really, Randy, I think the only guys that thought that you guys could pull this off was yourself and those guys wearing the blue jerseys last night. Why do you think that you guys were so effective, considering that you lost by 48, you lost by 11 earlier on in the season, but last night, you know, Gonzaga jumped out to like to a 9-2 lead. Next thing you know, it's 9-9, and then you guys really controlled all aspects of the game from that moment on.
I think it was belief. Like, they just had to believe in it. And then take you back a month ago. That's the first time we played them. We didn't play until early February, a little over a month now. And they beat us 48, and it could have been more. And I thought going in that game, I thought we were ready. I knew in January, I knew in December, we did not want to see those guys. Like, we weren't ready. We weren't there. But I thought we went up there. We were starting to play better. I thought we had a chance, and the game was over in 10 minutes. And so, you know, we played them again 3 weeks later, and we won five in a row. No, we'd won a, we started playing better again, and we were in that game. And I think that second game really helped us, because after the first game, that might have woke us up. We have to make some changes as far as how we're going about defending and rebounding, how hard we're playing, things like that. And I think that jolted us the first game. Second game, it was a close game till about 12 minutes to go, and I thought we had a pretty good plan on playing. We're doing well, but then we turned it over six times, like in 5 minutes, and you cannot turn it over against them. I'm just throwing it to them, and they get in transition, and that's what happened. They went up 20. They went from a 3-point game to a 20-point game in 4 minutes. So, but that gave us belief, and I think the thing our coaching staff did a good job of, and our players listened. This isn't these guys aren't 20 points better than us, and they're a really good team. But it's a winnable game, but you can't turn the ball over. And I just walked them, you know, we went back through that game. Hey, here it is. It's a 3-point game with 12 to go. And now 4 minutes later, it's a 20-point game. And this is how it happened. So our whole emphasis was don't turn the ball over. Don't give them transition. And then we'll figure out the rest. A little tired. I don't know. They didn't have their best game, but I'd like to think defensively we had something to do with it, and we played well enough offensively. We hit some crazy shots, but you're gonna have to hit some of those to beat them. So that's kind of how it played out. But I thought that second game gave us hope.
What did Mark Few say to you after the game last night?
Mark is always great before the game and after the game. He gets it. I mean, he's built that program such the expectation level is so high. That guy's. They're supposed to win every game. They're supposed to win the league every year. They're supposed to win the conference tournament every year. It's ridiculous expectations they have there. So he gets it. Like before the game, he told him, you know, he just thought he recognized what we had done to get back to that game and appreciated it, I think. And then after the game, he's totally gracious and they always is, win or lose. He's really good there.
You coached a fantastic game. You guys were on point. Jordan Ford was electric. He made the right decisions. You guys took care of business inside. I thought really on both ends of the floor, you guys really dominated the game offensively and defensively. And congratulations to you guys and the St. Mary's Gales for being victorious and being WCC champions. So you're in the tournament, second time in 3 years. How do you feel about your team as you get ready to go into this situation now? You're going to have plenty of time off. Do you got kind of an inkling where you might be seated, or does that even matter to you?
It doesn't really matter to me because I know that the window where we're going to be seated is two or three spots. So we're probably, we could be anywhere from 9 to 11, somewhere in there. And so it doesn't really matter to me. I just kind of, that's kind of where we're, imagine we'll be. We can't be in a play-in game because we won our tournament, so we won't be in one of those games. And I'm excited. It definitely was an upset last night. But I think we're a good team. Like I think Gonzaga got beat by a good team. That's we've really improved. And I think one time in league we're 13-9 and 4-3 in league. Get where we've gotten to is a credit to our players just being resilient, weathering the storm, believing in each other. Our leadership's been good from those guys, and they just hung in there. And now I think we're a pretty good team. And we could, so I think going into this tournament, I don't think it's a deal where, hey, you're just happy to be in. I think we have a chance to compete and win games in this thing. So that's what we're trying to do. And after about another day or so, we'll start thinking that way. But right now, just want the guys to enjoy all the things that come with winning your tournament, and you know you're going to be in the NCAA tournament come Sunday.
We got selection Sunday, and where are you going to be watching that at? I imagine we'll have a camera on you guys, so any plans yet or where you guys are going to be? Give us a little details here.
Well, I know we'll have a selection Sunday show in our gym, and we do that when we know we're in. We've done it a couple times when we thought we were in, then we were sitting there waiting, and their name never got called.
Yeah, that's dangerous. That's dangerous. So thank goodness you don't have to go through that this time.
Exactly. So we'll do that, and we'll have 400 or 500 fans come up and watch it with us. So that'll be good. And our guys, their reaction is going to be so pure. Like it's just excitement. They These guys have never done this. They've never won the conference tournament where they know they're already in. It'll be fun to see. And in the meantime, we're going to try and get a couple good practices in and get ready so when we find out who plays Sunday, we can start getting ready on Monday.
All right, my friend. Well, I appreciate you spending the time with us last week. Today, you're always good coming on the program, and especially today after that incredible victory that you had last night. And it was front of the nation, too. Everyone's talking about the St. Mary's Gales today and what you guys did, and there was nothing about this that says fluke. It was that, wow, they took care of Gonzaga. They tore them apart. And you guys played a fantastic game. So continued success and good luck in the tournament. And I hope that we can talk with you maybe during the course of the tournament.
Appreciate it. Always appreciate you having me on the show.